when the pathway is being followed, occasionally it is very easy to ignore the view from either side of the pathway. For if we are focused in that one direction with our blinkers on, we can often miss the beauty. We can often miss the excitement. We can often miss that finer detail that we strive for if our goal is one thing that occupies the mind. It is not the destination that is important, but the fact that your intention to accomplish this pathway or this journey, that is the one thing, the one goal, the one origin to destination that is kept firmly in one's mind. But remember, the thought, that inspiration that has led you in that direction is the important matter, is the relevant detail that will adjust your train of thought. For sometimes it is not incorrect to look to the left or the right. Sometimes looking forward is not always the answer. We're not saying ignore the end product, to ignore that destination, to ignore that goal or target that you have set yourself in your spiritual pathway. What we do say is that it is okay to stumble. It is okay to be sidetracked. It is okay to look behind. For if we look for whence we come from, we can often understand the true glory of that destination and that journey that leads before you. Or if we look towards the horizon, we simply see a brow of a hill, of a distant location that's not within the grasp of your mindset. So sometimes we have to take those pigeon steps. We have to take those small steps forward. But to stop, to think, to contemplate, to understand these terms, these moments that you take, we are happy with. We agree that progress is not easily achievable. Or if we look at progress, it has to begin from the mind, from the heart, from the soul. In fact, it begins from the very spirit that resides without and throughout you. For why then do we rely on this singular pathway? Why then do we not look for that beauty that surrounds this physical world? We can often term it in this symbology that we'd like to give. If you can imagine a belt that is rolled and then released, from such a small object comes a strip of leather. And it is from that symbology you can understand how your pathway unfolds before you. And sometimes you might think that it is an endless task, that that destination is not within the reach of man. For if you remember, the pathway is evolving, it is changing, it is turning its very hills on the way that you think, the way that you believe, in the way that you trust. For we often say, if you give us your hand, we will take it. We will not push you, simply guide you and take you along the journey. Please, remember that the opportunity to take a rest, the opportunity to contemplate is always there if you only ask. It is like we always talk in this opposite sense of the world. Some will say move forward, some will say move back. For if you think of it, every aspect of your being must have a positive and a negative. Every aspect of your male must have a female. Every aspect of your action has an outcome and a trail that has been left behind. So to think of these opposites, to think of the confusion that the spirit world may deliver, think for yourselves is what we say. Take the understanding that is right for you, and the rest will unfold. For the surprise sometimes is not the journey itself, but those lessons, those teachings that you collate on your travels.
Can we ask you a couple of questions?
Yes.
Is it just you, that single spirit guide that works with us over there?
We are the many, but we are also few. Simply see it as comrades, as a team of beings with one sole purpose, one aim. For you may identify each and every one of us with different characteristics, with different personalities, maybe with visual appearances, but you must consider this, that the person, the being, the people within the world we term the spirit, have one mind that is shared, have one purpose that is shared. The transparency that exists within spirit to spirit needn't label, needn't place people in boxes to identify them. So simply see us as your friends.
Thank you for that. How do you feel about the progress that we've made in our circle?
We can turn the question on itself and ask you how you see the progress to be achieved. For what have you set yourselves as your end product, your goal, your destiny? For if you take the purpose of why this group, this arrangement has been installed, do you not feel you have achieved what you set out to do?
Yes, I do.
For the many, the actions, the consequences may not be enough. For if you understand that the energy and vibrations that occur, that take place, is a miracle to many. To you, to I, to the many that work with this circle, this is a perfect, natural occurrence. You hear the word, the term, the supernatural. There is nothing super in any of this. But if we take the purpose of why the circle was established, you will understand that all that takes place, that all will take place, will take its natural course and will take whatever form we deem necessary. To some, this may simply be a game, a parlour game, a test of faith, a test of courage. For as I say, we are all friends. So let us join together and enjoy the harvest of the vibration, the harvest of the emotion that arises from such occasions. And mostly, let us take pride and have faith in the process.
Thank you. We're very grateful for the support from Spawn in Spirit. Is there anything that we could be doing differently?
To understand what can be done differently is to label actions as either correct or incorrect. And within this movement, within this gathering, nothing that is said, that is done, that takes place is incorrect. Every opportunity that is given is either taken or misled into other understandings. But if you allow the natural progress of your own beings, from your own capabilities and your own comprehension, you will find that every turn and every twist that lays before you may be a pleasant surprise. Or if the heart is ready to receive the compassion, the wealth of love that exists, then that heart and its soul will simply replenish those gifts we see so great to give.
Thank you for your words of knowledge and the great experience that you've given us. You got any questions?
Just to really ask if the spirit world is happy with those of us that sit within this circle, as every time we seem to make the effort to increase our numbers, for whatever reason it doesn't work out. Is that because this is how you wish us to be in a group, or do you really think that we should have more?
We cannot always have a hand in human nature, in human failings, and human successes. For the spirit can occasionally be strong, and then, in a moment's breath, the spirit could be weak. There is no destiny laid out. There is no signposts to direct the progress of the occurrences of this gathering. There is simply a fraction, a piece of time to come. For when the numbers are in greater appearance, sometimes the energy, the vibration, cannot always be as magnitude as a few. For if the intention is there from an open heart, of free, what difference from a group of 33 if the intention is misplaced? I hope that you will understand there is no contrast in quantity, for it is simply the intention. It is simply the belief. It is simply a way of building the trust, the rapport that will establish the progress that is to come.